Callahan told KPCW Monday that reseeding efforts near Rockport have been successful.
We were able to get that seeding done last October, and we had two or three mild rains after that really set the seed in. And it's just looking fabulous right now. It looks greener than it ever has, and a nice mix of native plants that are being getting more fire retardant than what we had there before.
Oh, was that purposely mm-hmm. planted, huh?
Yep.
Such as what? I mean, what grows its
There are different kinds of grasses. There's a list of about 25 or 30 plants. We got this seed from the Division of Wildlife Resources, and they do a very smart thing. At the beginning of the fire season, they went out. Seed's one of those things that's limited on the market. They went out and bought a lot of seed because they recognized that that's our major natural hazard. And so we had that already in stock, and all we had to do was arrange for the contract to get the helicopter to disperse it.
At this point, he doesn't think that mudslides there will be a threat.
You know, we would have to have something very intense there to destabilize that soil. We've also got another part of the contract is we had from the Natural Resource Conservation Service, we put in silt fencing. In the event that we did have some slippage, we had ways of stopping that material from sliding all the way down the hill. So, no, I think with those two things, that fence is going to stay in place for 5 years, and then it'll just deteriorate. So I think that area is in very good shape.
Yeah. So could you tell that a fire was there?
You can. There's still some dead standing shrubbery. So, you know, if you're looking around, you can see it. But the overall impression is fresh new growth.
He said northern Utah is currently dealing with a drought, though it's not an extreme problem. The rainy weather of late spring moderated the problem a bit. He said the county has had 14 wildfires this year so far, which is typical.
The predictions from the National Interagency Wildfire Center in Boise are for northern Utah a normal fire year at this point. They update their forecast monthly. So we don't expect it to be, for the next month or so, too threatening. However, patterns can change. And even in a normal year, we get 60 wildfires a year. And last year was a normal year when we had the Rockport fire. It just happened to be the right circumstances. It just means that we need to remain cautious and be prepared in the event that we do fires.
Local fire authorities are working with the ski resorts and homeowner associations to take precautions. Callahan said Rockport likely raised awareness, and they've seen progress in areas such as Weber Canyon and Tollgate.
We sent out staff to take a look at what the condition of individual properties were, and we found out about 50% of them are already mitigated to the point where we think they've reduced their wildfire risk. And these are areas that are primarily second homes. So these aren't people who are there on a daily basis. So I feel like we've made a lot of progress in terms of getting people to take some responsibility for trying to manage their own properties and try to reduce their own threat and the threat to their neighbors.
I was going to say, Rockport caught their attention then, huh?
It did. I think that's, you know, we see these things on the news, and but when it strikes closer to home, I think people look around and recognize this could happen to me.
Meanwhile, Summit County and Part City are working to protect the open space they hold of some 3,000 to 4,000 acres.
There are some efforts underway to look at doing some projects in Round Valley this year. We're looking at the Toll Canyon area over by Summit Park. Unfortunately, right now, it's still in an administrative transition period where the rec district hasn't taken full ownership. But I think next year we'll probably look at doing a wildfire mitigation project there when we've got the authority to do that. So that's what we're trying to do, is kind of take care of our own, maybe create some demonstration projects to show people what it looks like when you've modified your conditions so that people don't think it means you have to take everything down.
For Summit Park itself, they're looking to create fire breaks and reduce the amount of combustible material. And finally, Callahan thanked local farmers for cooperating with a new regulation on controlled burns.
Starting April 1st, we asked people who are going to do agricultural burns to call into dispatch and make sure that the weather conditions were appropriate for them to do that. We've had great cooperation with that. I want to thank all the ranchers out there for doing that because, number one, it's reduced kind of the false response that the fire warden has to go out. He knows that there's a fire going on. He understands what it is. And as long as it's under control, he doesn't have to respond to it. And then the other thing is that on those days when the conditions weren't right and they didn't burn, we reduced our risk.
Summit County's emergency manager, Kevin Callahan. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.